This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
A story here from Channel 5, an Olathe woman was indicted for wire fraud after a federal grand jury indicted her for using her former employer's company debit card to make hundreds of thousands of dollars of unauthorized purchases. Kendra Gonzalez, 32, was accused of using a company debit card to buy 150 luxury handbags from a social commerce marketplace for online buying and selling of secondhand goods.
They don't like it when you do that.
In total, Gonzalez spent more than $250,000.
Wow!
On the handbag. According to the indictment, Gonzalez also used the company debit card for unauthorized personal expenses like meals, entertainment, hotel accommodations, along with sending money to other people. She was working as a comptroller at the time that she committed the alleged wire fraud.
There is the key word that we are going to talk about. She was working as the comptroller. This story has been in our stack at least twice a month, every month for the last how many years, Scott? It's always a woman.
It's always a woman.
The embezzlement doesn't always involve like handbags you're going to turn around and sell on Poshmark.
Usually it's gambling.
It's gambling or it's cash.
Mm-hmm.
I ask the same question every time. How does a comptroller who is in control of the comps work in a vacuum so that there is no checks and balances so that someone, like, if you or I, Scott, used a company credit card for $40 of gas, I don't have a company credit card, nor would I want one. Someone would probably say, did you put $40 on a company? What was that for? How do women do this where it's hundreds of thousands of dollars and then no one notices for a year or two or five? Or we've heard of these stories.
I have two other questions. Why do they do this? You know, at some point,
the math does not add up on the ledger.
Correct. At some point, somebody's going to get onto you. Number two, why is it always, and I'm not trying to sound misogynistic, why is it always a woman?
It's always a middle-aged woman.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, Kendra, age 32, of Olathe,
she's a little young,
is on the young end of these crimes. Statistically, it's usually a woman between 50 and 60, Scott.
Usually.
Nobody's going to suspect her.
The FBI is investigating the case.
Because it's a federal case. She's using this credit card.
But they never, ever get any. Here's what they get. I'm going to tell you right now. Suspended sentence. You have to pay the money back, which she doesn't have. And you're on 18 months of probation. That's always what happens when it's a female embezzler.
It is a white collar crime. She didn't hurt anybody. Financially, she did. But physically, she did not. What are you going to do? Put her in prison for 5 years? 6 years?
But don't you think in part this keeps happening because there is never any real punishment for it?
I've never been a comptroller. Is there anybody that keeps an eye out on the comptroller?
No.
Is there a controller of the comptroller?
I don't think so.
Then how did she get caught?
Audit.
So there is a check and balance.
Someone at some point thinks something seems off And then
what do you mean, like $250,000
right,
missing?
Right, like $250,000 missing. And then there's an audit, either within the company or an auditor, if mm-hmm. it's a if it's a city or municipality they're stealing from, and or a school.
Yep.
And then that's how it all tumbles out. But it's never right away.
But you ask, why is this a federal case? Because she used the company credit card. Boom. She's done. Because I bet these bags were not bought in Olathe.
No, it's wire fraud because she used
the company
the internet
credit card.
And the company, right. But that's the right. internet to do her crime.
Yeah, the internet's what makes it better.
Normally, when we hear about stories like this, it is Jan who is just skimming money off the top from the company as it's coming in.
Because Jan likes to gamble.
And socking it away. Therefore, it stays in the hands of the state. But she's using the company credit card or debit card. And she's buying these bags out of state. Therefore, boom, federal case. Now, the feds are more tough than the state, almost always. And maybe she does end up going to prison for what she did. It is not unheard of for somebody to commit a white-collar crime and go to prison with the feds. I'm looking at you, What's-Your-Face, who ran for Congress about 10 years ago. What was his name?
I don't know. There have been so many, Scott.
Now, that was a guy.
There have been so many.
Adam Taff, who was trying to buy a house at Lake Quivira.
Well, that is completely different.
Why?
That scenario is completely different than the female embezzling hundreds of thousands of dollars. That was a form. He lied on a federal form. That's what that was.
Well, he lied
do
on
you,
a
Do you have this money in your account?
Form.
And he said yes, and mm-hmm. he did not.
I mean, have you seen the houses at Lake Quivira?
Yes, but he did not steal any money. He moved it over and then moved it back.
But he acquired, he was doing it in the process of trying to acquire something that he couldn't afford.
It would
afford.
Be like if you were a bank, Scott, and you asked me, do you have $500,000? And I go, yeah, I do. Let me show you. And I move $500,000 from an account that I'm not supposed to move it from into my account. Mm-hmm. And I go, here is proof I have it. And then he moved it right back. And I'm not defending that.
He ended up going to prison for 2 years.
But I'm glad you brought that up. He went to prison for 2 years. He never stole anything. He just bounced money from one account to another and then put it back.
But isn't acquiring something of value that you have no right acquiring, isn't that in and of itself stealing?
From his own campaign fund? I mean, you're not supposed to do it, but that is completely different than I'm going to jack $200,000 worth of purses and then turn around and sell them on Poshmark.
What I don't understand is why can't – I mean, if she's a comptroller, it's not like she's worried about where her next meal is coming from.
She's oh, not, I think you'd be surprised.
Are comptrollers not paid well?
I think this is 32 years old, low end of a company totem pole where you're in charge of payroll. Think of that, Scott.
Okay. I just thought with the name like comptroller, that was – you know, you're not in the C-suites like Sam is these days.
Right.
But
– very rare.
I mean, have you seen the executive bathroom?
No, I have not, Sam. Is it gold-plated? The telephone number here is 913-586-7798. But why run the risk is what I've never understood with people who steal money from their business or from the church or from the city.
I think we're asking the wrong question. I think the question is, why don't these people ever go away for any significant amount of time? The answer is almost never.
That's true.
Almost never, except in the case that you just brought up. And he didn't steal anything. He just moved it from one account to the other and moved it back.
Do you think it was because he's a man?
Yeah, I do think a man with some political capital, they made an example out of him. And I don't think that's fair. Every woman who has ever been busted doing this, and there have been nuns.
Yes.
There have been school teachers. There have been a lot of church
secretaries.
Mm-hmm. They never go away, and they're always named Janice.
Or Doris. 913-586-7798, 586-7798. We'll get to your calls, your comments in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.